looking for an apartment sucks wherever you live. People in New York will say, oh, it's so hard to find an apartment here. It's hard to find an apartment anywhere. It stinks. You have your mandatories. You have the things that you won't compromise on. You have the things that you don't care about. Like, let's say, I need a dishwasher. I need a dishwasher. I can't live without a dishwasher. I don't care if I don't have a washer and dryer. Some people feel the exact opposite. Some people don't need any amenities. Some people need an elevator. Some people don't.
That's so beautiful. We all need different things. And that's why Apartments.com has an app where you can literally use it to tell it what you need and what you don't need. And it tells you, oh, apartments. Here's some.
So instead of looking through every single rental listing you possibly can in the neighborhoods you want, you set and forget, like in that old rotisserie grill ad, you set and forget what you want, and Apartments.com will let you know when an apartment that matches what you want appears on the market.
From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tools let you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking are listed. So you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alerts mean you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time doing you.
Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Lindsay Weber.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And here is the winner of yesterday's Eurovision 2017, Salvador Sobral. I'm already bored. I can't even
I'm so disappointed. I'm so disappointed.
I'm already like, I'm devastatingly bored right now. Ugh. God, I'm so angry. Can I turn this off?
You gotta turn it off.
Oh, that's his sister. She like wrote it, so she gets to sing. Anyways, whatever. He has a heart condition. It's fine. Okay. So yesterday was Eurovision. The most
and
iconic
Romania.
Day of
Romania
the year.
Was robbed.
Wait, can I play the Romanian song quickly?
Let's play the Romanian song as many times as it takes to fill up half an hour.
Okay, I'll just play it on repeat. Until you guys fully understand how fantastic it is, you know, as compared to that slog, you know?
Romania really takes you on a journey because it starts off and you're like, what the hell is this? Why is this happening? And you sort of hate it, but by the end, you are in love with Yodel It.
Yeah, you're like, whoa. A yodeling song. This is like so cheesy. Eurovision's so cheesy. How bad? And then you're like, wait, this is catchy, weird, interesting, like campy, perfect. Hold on, let me play it. Hold on. You're like, oh, is this a pop song? This sounds great. And then you hear her yodel.
Okay.
My favorite thing about this singer is that she sounds like she's yodeling when she's just singing normal words. Like, she's not that good of an actual singer. She's just a really good yodeler. So when she sings, she sounds like she's in her upper, like, yodel register but just doing, like, an impression of a normal singer. Oh, I love this song so much.
It's really great. I can't wait till it's on Spotify.
I think it is, honestly.
Already? Yodeling?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is because these songs have been in competition for a long time now because every country has to vote their own. They do their own internal competitions for the songs for Eurovision, and then they do semifinals and then finals. So it's been like a journey for all of these songs. Like a lot of the songs are charting. Like the song that Italy submitted is charting in Italy, apparently.
Oh, that's good. Well, how hard is it to chart in Italy?
That's rude. So yesterday was Eurovision. It was on a logo, now airs it in the United States. They have exclusive rights. I cannot recommend it enough to watch it.
When Logo makes bad decisions, they make horrendous decisions. But when Logo makes good decisions, they're the best decisions in the world.
That is so rude. You mean to give up RuPaul's Drag Race?
They gave up RuPaul's Drag Race, but then they were like, you know what? We're getting Eurovision. That's so smart.
I mean, this happened, I think they got Eurovision last year or the year before for the first time, and it was such a duh moment. Like, it's so duh. People have been streaming it illegally from, you know, Europe for years, and I think, like, I know that we're not involved in it, but it really could become, like, an American thing. Like, it could be part of our culture, too. We could watch it and enjoy it.
Oh, my God. States? Oh my God. It'd be so much fun.
Please. The semifinals are like Montana versus Idaho versus Texas versus New York versus the District of Columbia. And that's like controversial.
It's just, it's one of the best, it's one of the most interesting pop culture things of the international world in that it
the was international world.
It was created to unify the countries after World War II. Like, how insane is that? It was created as like a ploy
it's
to
propaganda.
Like bring unity. And if you actually, it's total propaganda because if you watch it now, it's like this year it was like celebrate diversity. Like,
diversity, yeah.
Right. And meanwhile, it's in Ukraine. Russia won't compete because they hate Ukraine. A lot of countries are like have to drop out when they can't afford to like enter.
Send their people, yeah.
And the best part is, like, whoever wins has to host it. So next year, Eurovision will be in Portugal, and I'm definitely going. So you can tell when countries can't afford to host the games or the show because they will just, they will enter a song that's, like, garbagey. So, like, our friend Jono, you might remember him from Whom's There? He's a Eurovision scholar, so he's, like, my go-to for any question I have. And he will, like, he'll know immediately when a country is, like, throwing in the towel. Just they want to enter, but they cannot host next year. It's, like, very complicated. There are so many things. Like, this year I was watching, and people were booing Greece. And I couldn't figure out people were booing Greece. It's, like, is it because their, like, GDP is low or something? You know, like, I could not figure it out. And Jonna was like, no, that's because every year Cyprus and Greece give each other 12 points no matter what, no matter how good or bad they are. So it's like this insider trading situation.
I mean, there's a lot of, it's a lot of, like, alliances.
A lot of alliances. So
I was trying to think of the other example that we were talking about when we were watching it together on Thursday.
Usually, like, Belgium and France vote for each other this year. They did not really do that. But I always, that's the example that I give where it's like countries that are friends will vote for each other no matter how good or bad the songs are. But what's cool is that ever since last year, they're doing a new thing where they have the juries that vote for each other. Like, it'll be like, hello, I am Sven from Sweden. This is Sweden calling. And we are giving 12 points to Norway. And that's, like, the funny part because you have, like, these Ryan Seacresty people from every country and you, like,
hello.
Can kind of learn
oh,
who
that's
they
the
are.
Best. Because, like, all of their most iconic, like, DJs and hosts.
So it was funny because yesterday we were watching it and Christine was here and she just went to Ireland on vacation. And when the Irish guy popped up, he was like, hello, this is X from Ireland. She's like, oh, that's the morning host. That's the guy who hosts the morning show. So it's these hyper local celebrities that call in and do the votes. But anyways, my point is that this year or last year, they changed it so that the audience votes and the jury votes are separate. So they do the jury votes first and then the audience votes, it goes in order. So the audience will vote.
Good.
And then by the order, you get a certain amount of points. So it can really change the game, because, like, Romania was, like, literally 100th. Like, no one voted for them. But
that's so sad.
They were, like, trending on Twitter, so people were like, oh, they definitely aren't going to get a lot of audience points, and they ended up coming in, like, fifth or fourth because they were so high up the votes that it bumped them really high up. So I was happy for them.
The reason it makes sense for us to be talking about Eurovision on Who Weekly is that none of these people become thems ever. Like,
the only thems of Eurovision are
ABBA, Celine Dion.
ABBA and Celine Dion, that's it.
You don't go into this really expecting to become a huge pop star at all. Like, you can't. You would be crazy to because they never become pop stars.
It's a very regional, region-specific talent show. I like to liken it to Miss America or Miss USA because what ends up happening is you become very regionally successful and you end up traveling around and performing. Like, they interviewed the woman who won last year is named, like, I think Kamala or something.
Kamala.
And she sang this song. She's a Ukraine artist and she sang this song called, like, 1945 that was, like, very dark and definitely about the war. And everyone was like, whoa. But it won, and political stuff usually sometimes does peek through. Like, this Portugal song is not political and very sappy, so I don't really know what people were going for this year. But Kamala got interviewed at the semifinals. They were like, how's it been? Like, what you been up to? And she's like, I've got so many gigs. And I was like, yes, I know that her English is not good. That's probably why she said it like that. But what I'm saying is, I think it's like, you go on a tour.
Jamala.
Oh, sorry, Kamala. I think Kamala is the star of a reality show called Polyamorous Married and Dating that aired on Showtime.
I've got so many gigs. Oh.
I've got so many gigs. So it was just, I think it's very regional talent show. What I also love about Eurovision is that in the more recent years, I could talk about this forever. It's been really changed because a lot of the entrants for the contest are regional winners of X Factor and The Voice. So like, that's really, those shows have changed the way
and those shows are bigger in Europe than they are here.
They're huge. And there is an X Factor and a Voice for every country you've never heard of. I mean, down, if you go on YouTube and you search like something cover, you will find most of the videos that are mostly have a lot of the views.
It'll be from Serbia's Got Talent. Absolutely.
It's unbelievable. It's so fun to watch, to try and guess who the judges are and then Google them. Like, who are these people? It's the most fun exercise in like learning about other cultures that you could ever have. Yeah. So these winners of these regional contests will go to Eurovision. But what also is funny is that I don't think you have to be actually from the country. It doesn't have to be where you were born to enter for Eurovision. No. Like Celine Dion is from Canada, but she entered for Switzerland somehow.
We should move on.
You sure?
Yes. Lindsay, guess how long we've been talking about Eurovision. I'll tell you, spoiler, 12 minutes.
I can see it's been 12 minutes. I love it. So I really love it. It's really just taken such a like cool place in my life where I just look so forward to it. And I definitely need to go next year.
Yeah. We should go.
I want to go. It's meet in up Portugal. With Jono. It's in Portugal. That's like, beautiful. Why wouldn't we go?
Quick flight. You will trailer. Yeah.
I want to be famous.
So, Lindsay, I'm not sure if you knew this. This may be a complete surprise to you, but did you know that Friday was National Hummus Day?
I had no idea.
Well, you know, one of our faves knew all about it and spent the entire day celebrating.
Who?
Lea Michele.
Oh my God. You're telling me Lea Michele celebrated National Hummus Day? What did she do?
I feel like I'm not going to give, you know, a succinct description of her day on Friday. So I'm just going to quote Just Jared. And I'll tell you exactly what Lea Michele did. The 30-year-old actress and singer has been heading coast to coast, signing albums and giving some incredible performances, but took a deserved break in NYC.
No.
So you know what she did? She stepped out to celebrate National Hummus Day with Sabra. No,
this is not a break. This is a sponsored content. She did not take a break. This is her business.
Their headline was, Lea Michele stops to share a meal in the middle of her crazy schedule.
Bye. I also...
This is the reason her schedule is so crazy, because she's constantly sponsoring hummus.
Can I play you a video that somebody took, like somebody captured somebody else's Snapchat of Lea Michele at this Please. Sabra lunch?
Can't see me or hear me, but it's so exciting to be here today. I'm pretty sure that everyone who works for Sabra saw my name on some crazy list of people that have bought more Sabra in their life than what? Anyone else.
Okay. Oh. I mean, there's just nothing more beautiful in the age of celebrity than like a sponsored like event where you have pictures of a famous person posing nonsensically next to just brand stuff.
I'll yeah. Go.
So if you go to, which I'm so happy, the Getty Images page where Lea is at the Sabra dipping event, an unofficial meal hosted in NYC celebrating National Hummus Day, hosted by Lea Michele and Sabra Dipping Company at Astor Place. I don't not know why we were not invited to this. So you have pictures of Lea Michele dressed like very nicely.
Oh, she looks
fake
beautiful.
Eating Sabra, standing in front of a Sabra logo with like fake peppers in boxes like behind her. And just like loving the hell out of hummus.
You know? I love the like the set design behind them, because it's like all of the flavors get a dramatic representation in the background.
Yes,
like
you've got in a box.
The garlic stuff. Oh, the red pepper in a box. And Lea's happy to pose in front of all of them.
The like the photo of her like eating, quote unquote, like dipping. Like, here she goes.
The dipping one is so good.
I love it so much.
And she looks great.
And speaking of people promoting themselves and items. I don't know if you saw that your...
Did I see?
I don't know if you saw that your best friend, Jesse Tyler Ferguson, has been in a long-winded relationship with Pepsid.
Of course I saw this.
Most recently, his tweet, "I teamed up with Pepsid so I could seize mealtime moments like today at Madison Square Park with friends eating burgers, heartburn free. Carpe dinner.
Carpe dinner must be like a requirement for their tweet.
Right. But what's great is that then I just searched Jesse Tyler Pepsid. I want to see what else he
This is an incredible page.
Hashtag ad. New York pizza has my heart. Some great slices from Pepsid tastemakers. And follow Pepsid on Instagram and Facebook. Love it. With Pepsid, I'm celebrating local eats like fresh fruit at an NYC market. What are your faves? Pepsid tastemakers. No hate on Jesse Tyler Ferguson for taking some Pepsid money, but it is definitely one of my favorite spawns in a while.
Oh, yeah. We love celebrities who take money from brands. It's amazing.
Also, like, nothing more I can relate to than getting heartburn after eating Shake Shacks in Madison Square Park. Like, my God.
If it were feasible for Lindsay and I to get money from Pepsid and just, like, be like, oh, we had a huge lunch. Pepsid, please. That's the dream.
It also, like, very nicely sets you up to be relatable, you know? Like, it's a great brand making.
Like, oh, I eat trash. I eat trash. Like, how about
just
you?
Just like you, yeah.
So if you go to the bottom of your custom search for instances of Jesse Tyler being mentioned in the same tweet as Pepsid, you'll get angry fans.
Ugh, how dare you?
And then confused fans. What's a Pepsid? Is that an antacid? And then there's teaming up. That's star talk for getting a big check to promote Pepsid. Give us a break, Jesse.
I'm not trying to get him in trouble, but he missed the hashtag ad on a few of these. And, like, you gotta do that.
Yeah, I know, which that is a good segue to our next topic. But my favorite tweet is from SteveStar87.
Yeah.
And he says, I actually want to see the context. So in May 9th, 2016, Jesse Tyler Ferguson tweeted, hashtag ad. Every Canada local knows the best hashtag tacos come from the street taquerias in East LA and Boyle Heights. Hashtag Pepsid tastemakers. Hashtag GNO. I don't know what that means. And then Steve responds, at Jesse Tyler, this is actually the first time I regret following you, and I will never buy Pepsid again.
Well, they lost two customers. I think GNO might be his ad, but I don't think that counts because anyway, it's not even a thing.
We're done. Obviously, Jesse Tyler Ferguson needs to take some tips from Leah Michelle, who is the best at SpawnCon.
Clearly, she literally, there could be no more Spawn than Leah spawning. It's so clearly Spawn, but it's perfect. Speaking of Jesse Tyler Ferguson, can I just make the segue? We missed, like, a very important thing that I laughed at so much that we're now, like, a week or 2 weeks late, but I don't care because every time I see the photo, I'm like, I get so happy.
It's the best photo.
So, I don't know if you guys remember. I mean, you do. It was so good.
Oh, they remember. A
few weeks ago, or maybe two at this point, I mean, really not that long ago, there was a Modern Family. This is why Jesse Tyler Ferguson is a good segue. We have a lot of good segues today.
One of our best days for segues.
There was an event, I don't even know where it was. I think it was like some kind of upfronts related thing or something. The whole cast of Modern Family, or most of them, got together to do something. Very casual. Everyone's wearing jeans.
Khakis.
You know, the men are wearing collared shirts. That kid who's now like basically an adult is wearing a blazer. It's like very casual.
And they look sort of like... It's not even nice casual. A lot of them look like they just like threw on something they were going to go to like the juice bar.
Right. Like there's no skin showing. Everyone's got their arms covered basically. And then literally right in the middle, our girl, Ariel Winter, wearing what can only be described as like an Ariel Winter dress at this point. Because I think that she has literally like changed the game in dresses. Yeah. Because I only see these dresses on her. She is wearing a dress that somehow covers her neck. Part of her boob, maybe 3/4 of her boob.
Her favorite thing is to expose 1/4 of her boob.
Right. Her lower arms are covered. Then the bottom of her stomach, her vagina, and then the sides of her legs. So what is showing is full leg, like a slivers of upper thigh, upper stomach and middle tit, and then shoulders. So it's like she is in like all out Fashion Nova club gear.
And then she's also like right in the front.
She's literally like the star. And it's very like, people were making memes because it's perfect. It was like when you like when you ignore the dress code, or you know, yeah, or when like yeah. you some like real, that wasn't even a good one, but be, like memes about, you know, what am I doing here memes or whatever. I mean, right. she, it's just, it's the most perfect photo I've ever seen in my life. I love it. And of course, and what I hate about this is because I love it so much with like pure love, but people like came for her because they were like, what the fuck? You look like slutty. They were slut shaming her for wearing this like weird dress. And of course she had to like release a statement that was like, my body, my choice. And it's like, great. Like, good. She should have confidence. And that's great. But it's just like, I don't know. I hate the cycle of things.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Ariel Winter is the queen of that cycle.
I know. She
there's is. Nothing, there's nothing she loves more than the having the opportunity to clap back.
Yeah.
Because she knows her clapbacks will get more coverage than most other people's clapbacks.
I know. And now a week later, poor Ariel Weekly apparently. And now a week later, poor Ariel Winter is in a headline that says, Ariel, who wore it best? Ariel Winter, J-Lo, wear the same dress a week apart, which is just fucking rude.
It's rude to compare anyone to Jennifer Lopez.
I know. I hate it. All right. We should move on because, like, we're ready.
Okay. So this is a really... Lindsay and I had the same thought. We were like, do we even want to talk about this? Or should we keep it in or leave? But we actually have to talk about it because it's so funny. Yeah. So actress whose name we can't pronounce is now dating another who's Irish, is now dating another well-known Irish star whose name we can't pronounce. And it's the funniest thing in the world because I have never... It's Saoirse Ronan.
Are you sure?
It's Saoirse Ronan and Hosier.
I can't believe you didn't laugh at it.
You can't believe I didn't laugh at it? It's Saoirse Ronan.
And Hosier.
Star of Brooklyn and Atonement. And I thought it was Hosier.
I think it's Hosier.
See, this is the point. The point is that...
Hold on.
I have never said either of those names. Okay, Lindsay, this typing is very loud.
Okay, sorry. I'm Googling, how do you pronounce Hosier?
You're going to have to listen to, like, a pronunciation thing. You have to listen to them say it.
Hi there. My name is Toby. It's 103.1 iHeart Austin and iHeart Radio. And I am here with Hosier.
Hosier. Okay, great. We got it.
We're debating. It's his own name, but there are several ways to pronounce it. So if you're pronouncing it Hosier, it's okay. Yeah. If you're pronouncing it Hosier, it's okay, right?
It's whatever feels good.
Yeah. I like that you're easy breezy like that.
Shut up. You're not aggressive. Are you fucking kidding me?
Ugh, well, I hate him.
I fucking hate him. Oh, cool. So anything's right. Great. That's so fucking rude. It's just great because both of them have had this pop culture narrative where no one can pronounce their name. Like, Saoirse, like, the joke is that no one can pronounce her name.
I think it was the Golden Globes during the Golden Globe nominee announcements, or maybe the Oscar announcements, when she was nominated for Brooklyn. Dennis Quaid was doing the reveals of, like, who was nominated. And he said, Saoirse.
Brie Larson. Room. Rooney Mara. Carol. Saoirse Ronan, Brooklyn.
Saoirse Ronan. But I think that's because they must have had like the phonetic spelling on the thing, but he couldn't even understand the phonetic
Saoirse.
Spelling.
I think it's Saoirse.
Saoirse?
Yeah.
Anyway.
We should get it right.
We've never felt confident saying either of their names, and now we'll never feel confident saying their celebrity, you know, portmanteau name. Saoirse.
Wait, 1 second.
Hosier.
I'm going to literally, I mean, I just, I
what
don't want
to. What if it's Hosier, it's Hosier. That's their joint name. Saoirse.
It's Saoirse, like inertia.
Saoirse. Saoirse. Oh, Saoirse is their portmanteau.
It's.
Hosier. Saoirse.
It's Saoirse, like inertia.
Saoirse.
Saoirse. Okay. And he is Hosier, I think.
Saoirse.
Saoirse. It's just funny because it's like, can you believe that is dating law? Like, I just don't want to say their names wrong, so I'll just like say kind of nothing at all.
Saoirse Ronan. Saoirse Ronan. Saoirse Ronan. Saoirse Ronan.
So Pentatonix is losing a member, which means I guess they're going to be Tetratonix. They'll be Tetratonix. I still don't know them.
Can you name one of them?
No.
Can you name the first name of one of them?
No, I can't. Kevin.
Kevin is one. Kevin Olusola.
Yeah, that's it. That's all I know.
The other ones are named...
Please don't test me. Oh, my God.
No, I'm just going to tell you. The other ones are named Scott Hoying, and the one leading is named Avi Avi Kaplan.
Avi Kaplan.
Mm, relatable. To me, I'm Jewish. So he wrote long note about why he was leaving, but I still don't know why he's leaving. He just can't...
The video is really uncomfortable, and they're all sitting around. I hate the video.
Sitting around, like,
they're all sitting around, and they all look sad. It's really sad. So he's leaving Pentatonix.
Usually when people leave groups, it, like, doesn't matter. But don't they have, like, a very... Isn't, like, a cappella? Don't they need him? Which part does he sing?
He's the...
No! So how are they going to have the...
And I read something about him maybe doing solo, which it's like, what the hell is that solo album? It's insane.
Comes out with a solo album, and it's just him being like, boom, boom.
It's like the funniest thing about Pentatonix videos. Also, this video of them, the thumbnail of this Pentatonix "I Quit" video that has almost 4 million views, looks like they're all about to admit to a crime. Like
we
were the stars in a very long running freeform series, and you've been waiting 7 seasons to find out who the murderer is. Guess what? It was all of us.
We all did it.
They all look like they're about to admit guilt.
I guess his reason for leaving is he can't keep up with the pace of celebrity.
What pace?
Well, you know, the pace of their
celebrity. It's been hard for me not to see my friends or family. I thought he was getting a solo album. It's one of those really sad things, because in all their videos, they focus on the people who are doing, you know, the lead. They focus on the lead vocalists, right? They focus on the people who are, like, singing the lyrics. But every once in a while, the best part of a Pentatonix video is the pity shot of, like, him or the other guy who do the, like, noises.
Let me play. Hold on. He's the low voice.
Yeah.
Wait, here he goes. That's him. Do you hear the...
Is he doing some throat stuff?
Yeah,
some throat work.
He's like the... Okay. I'm just also mad that, like, they won a Grammy for, like, a song that they literally just, like, took from Dolly Parton and put their bad voices on.
Okay, so before we get into Rita, I have a little quick little game to play with Lindsay.
What?
Based on Eurovision. I just want to see how well you know Eurovision historically.
I don't know it that well.
Okay, well, let's see if you can guess. Let's see if you can just guess.
Okay, I'm a new listener.
So what I'm going to do, it's a lot like the game we played with Spencer, and we played it with Debbie as well. So let's just start out. So I'm going to start out with, in 2016, Ukraine won, Jamala won.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to give you 4 options of her song title. You already talked about this.
I already talked about it. Okay.
But one of them is right. The other 3 are fake.
Okay. So you just want to tell me the ones you made up. Go ahead.
One truth and 3 lies. Yes.
Okay.
Was Jamala's song in 2016, 1944, 1969, 1912, or 1926?
The first one.
1944. Correct. Ding, okay. Ding, ding. Okay.
Yeah, it was about the war.
Where's your mind? Humanity cries. You think you're God, but everyone dies. Don't swallow my soul. Our souls.
Okay.
The war on drugs. Just kidding. The war. The second one. The
2013. Austria won.
Wait, when? What year?
2013. When Conchita won.
Oh, man.
Conchita's big year.
Okay.
Was Conchita's big song called The Wings of an Eagle, Rise Like a Phoenix, An Unbreakable Heart, or Refuse to Be Ashes?
B.
Rise Like a Phoenix. Correct. You got
That's
it right.
That's a great song.
From the fading light I fly, rise like a phoenix, out of the ashes seeking rather than vengeance.
This is the year I started paying attention to Eurovision.
Okay, what year?
2012.
Classic.
Sweden.
Oh.
Loreen won. Remember Loreen?
Yeah, I love this song.
What's the song called? Ecstasy?
No.
Exhilaration?
No.
Euphoria?
Yes.
Or Elation?
Euphoria.
Euphoria, yes.
Gloria.
They had it at karaoke.
Yeah, and we
Kelly
sang
was
it.
Obsessed with it. It was so good.
So
okay.
Good. Funny because that's you got into Eurovision because that song was so good. I remember
because that
like,
song was great.
You were like, wow, like Eurovision is producing like my favorite song of the year.
2011.
Uh-oh.
Azerbaijan.
Oh, I know this. Yeah.
Ellie and Nikki won. Uh-huh. Elle and Nikki won. Was yeah. their song called Breaking Out, Running Scared, oh. Coming Home, oh. or Seeing Stars?
It was A or B, I think.
Okay. Which one was it?
Breaking Out. B?
You're right. It was Running Scared.
I need you. I'm running out scared tonight. I'm running out scared of life. I'm running out scared of breathing.
Okay. Now let's go to the 90s. The UK won.
Oh, God, they never win, also.
The song was called Love Shine a Light.
Oh, no.
But who sang it?
Oh, this is hard.
Was it Katrina and the Waves? Karina and the Chavs? Chriselle and the Beats? Or Ula and the Quacks?
The first one. You're rude for those other ones, but it's the first
okay.
one.
Okay. Israel.
Also, I'm great at this game.
Okay. Israel won. The song was called Diva.
Israel. Yeah.
Israel.
Thank you.
So we have, you're welcome. Was the group called Annie Unlimited? The Esther Experiment.
What?
Talia Independence or Dina International?
Wait, I have no idea, but this is awesome. all these answers are good. Is it Dina International?
It's Dina International.
National is so good. So good.
Dina International is like the name that stood out when I was looking through the Excel sheet on Wikipedia of all the past winners. Okay.
Well, there's a lot of good ones.
We're moving back in time. We have four left.
Okay.
You've gotten all of them right, by the way.
I know. I'm like extremely good at this game.
Okay. 1990, Italy won.
Okay.
The song was called, no wait, the group was called Tot Cutogno.
Okay.
What was the song called?
Okay.
It was 1990.
Uh-huh.
Was it called Infranto, 1991? Was it called Insieme, 1992?
No.
Was it called Speranzoso, 1990? Or was it called Spaventato, 1993?
I have no freaking idea. Is it D?
No. It was B. Insieme, 1992.
What does that even mean? I don't know.
So I looked up, so it's called Together, 1992.
Okay.
And the other ones, I just use other words that, so I used the opposite. So I used Broken, which was Infranto, 1981.
Very good.
And then
good.
I did,
wow,
I made up one called Speranzoso, which was hopeful. And then I made one called Spaventato, which means scared.
Sempre più.
Wow, you did a great job. Did you know there's like a song, I don't know if this is in your quiz, but there's a song that a woman made called Facebook. Did you come across that song at all?
No.
And they made her change it to social media. Anyways, go ahead. That's like an iconic Eurovision moment. Okay.
Okay.
So there's a song out there called Social Media.
We're going back in time to 1959. So here we go.
Okay.
France won. Uh-huh. His name was Andrew Claveau. Was the song called Doors, Mon Amour? Was it called Choisir, Dis Oui? Was it called Allons, C'est Bon? Was it called Choisis la Vie?
The third one, because it's funny.
No, it was the first one. It was
bon.
Door, Mon Amour.
Oh my God.
Door, Mon Amour, protégé par mes bras qui entourent ton sommeil.
These last two are my favorites.
Okay.
So...
Okay.
We got some onomatopoeia happening here.
Okay, okay, okay.
1973. The band was called Teachin. They're from the Netherlands.
Really?
Was their song called Ding-a-Dong, Jingle-Jangle, Clicky-Clack, or Clang-a-Lang?
Clicky-Clack.
It's Ding-a-Dong.
No, damn it. Ding-a-Dong, every hour. It won?
It won. Okay.
It won the whole thing?
Okay. 1969. Okay. The UK won. The band was called Lulu. Was the song called Bam Clap Clap, Swoosh Swishy Swish, Boom Bang A Bang, or Honk Hootie Hoot?
No. The last one.
It was Boom Bang A Bang?
No. I got a lot of them.
You got 6 right. You got the last 4 wrong.
Can I play for you Valentina Moneta's Facebook? This is San Marino's entry for 2012. Okay. This is what Eurovision is.
Are you ready for the letter chat? And a song about the internet. It's a story by the social door you've never seen before. If you wanna be seen by everyone, wanna be in the dream and have some fun. If you wanna be,
are you dying?
Look, simply take a look. Facebook, oh, oh. Everybody loves you so.
Facebook,
oh, oh. Turn it off. Turn it off.
Okay.
Wait. So.
Also, then, so then it got changed for the performance to the Social Network song. It made it to the semifinals.
Okay, we have to do Rita.
Facebook,
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know. All about the number one who, Lindsay Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
We should enter What's Rita Up To into Eurovision as America's first.
Oh my God, it would win. Katie and the Who's.
Katie and the Who's.
Katie and Eric. Katie and Eric of the Who's.
I mean, now that they have Julius, he can like be on the drums or something.
Be so cute. Oh, so, little family Eurovision. Who would they represent?
Greece! States. Oh, Mintopoulos, yes. Katie would move to Greece for 1 year and then enter as Greece.
Katie, move to Greece, Katie. Sing an extended version of What's Rita Up To, and win it all. Win it all.
That's true. She would
go
win
on
it.
Tour. So
he would sue her, though, and make her change the name. So
it would just be called What's She Up To.
What's She Up To? Facebook. Okay, go.
What is she up to?
Not as catchy.
So Rita is, this is a very exciting time to be a Rita Ora fan. I mean, as if it's not always an exciting time to be a Rita Ora fan.
When is it not exciting to be a Rita Ora fan?
What I'm saying is, it's an exciting time to be a fan of Rita Ora's music because she's about to release a song, like a full-fledged, she released that 50 Shades of Grey song, fuck that, no one cared.
She's
about to release a full-fledged single written by Ed Sheeran.
I'll believe it when I hear it.
May 26th, Lindsay, May 26th.
It's on my calendar. It's on the calendar.
The best thing about this is because the way this was revealed was because one of her fans, I guess, just DM'd her on Instagram and was like, when are you releasing new music? And Rita responded not with text. Like, she sent, like, an image that said, it wasn't even a cover, like, a single cover art.
Like,
it was just an
date.
Image that said the name of the song, and then it said May 26th. And then the fan tweets it like, I'm screaming. Rita just DM'd me her new single release date.
I'm screaming.
It was written by Ed Sheeran. It's called Your Song. It's the song that they talked about recently, remember?
You can tell everybody.
He wrote heard this song a while ago, and she didn't release it, and now she's finally releasing it.
Wait, oh, it's that song.
It's that song.
Oh, that's so funny. From the Daily Mail article. So they literally brought back the song they already wrote together, and now they're releasing it.
They brought back the song. My favorite...
You can write her a new song? Okay.
My favorite quote from this, she says, I wanted people to really hear my voice. Which what? Is just a good, which is just a good quote.
Like, it's I haven't heard
never
her
really
voice.
Heard her voice
well,
before.
Fair.
Fair, exactly.
Also, a painting of Rita Ora sold for 20,000 euro. Euro? Pounds? Dollars?
Side note, I'm 20,000 euros poorer.
Bobby. Bobby was going to buy a house, but a Rita Ora painting went on sale.
The painting is hideous, by
it's
the way.
Not cute. It's not cute.
Disgusting.
It's not cute. Let's just it's say the really money bad. The money earned goes to charity. So really, there's some
oh, well,
ulterior motives happening.
At least someone wins.
All right. What's next? What's after this? What am I clicking on here?
People assume that she was dating Brooklyn Beckham. I don't believe it.
Rita Ora, as we have described, is like known as a fun person. So other people like right. to like hang out with her. Brooklyn Beckham was like, oh, I want to have like a fun night with my pal Rita. And so like she showed him a fun night.
She's not dating him. She's
not
dating him.
She's not dating Brooklyn Beckham.
Rita Ora, just people love hanging out with Rita Ora.
She's a fun girl.
She's a fun girl. Tabloid. So quit yeah. starting bad rumors.
Yeah. How
my
dare you?
Favorite story of the week.
Oh, I mean.
Is.
Yeah, clicking on it just gets me excited.
So the headline is, don't look down.
Oh, God.
Rita Ora keeps a low profile in loose-fitting shirt and baseball cap as she heads to a tanning salon in Notting Hill, before being met with a nasty surprise on the way.
This is art.
So it's
a Pulitzer
truly
Prize.
Art.
This is Pulitzer Prize winning.
So Rita's been into very, like, oversized clothes lately, and so you think, like, oh, it's just, like, another story about Rita being in an oversized top that's very long and loose-fitting. No. So it's a story about Rita Ora walking down the sidewalk and looking down as a King Charles Spaniel is taking a shit right next to her. And it's just her looking sort of quizzically down at this dog who is squatting and literally shitting. And all the captions are good. So we've got, not amused. The former America's Next Top Model host was sure to sidestep where the animal was crouching to excrete.
I'm sorry. The animal was crouching to excrete. Like, your thesaurus got, like, a huge lot of work happened with the thesaurus at that one.
The animal was crouching to excrete.
The animal was crouching to excrete.
I felt a little bad for it, but she didn't step in it.
Who cares? It's just, like, so funny. It's so funny because it's, like, literally... This whole article is perfect. It's been made from this one shot that somebody got of a dog pooping in front of slightly Rita Ora. Not even in front of her, like to the side of her. There's a great caption of her. It says, what a drag. Thankfully, Rita made it in time for her tanning appointment, regardless of any fortunate distraction with the spaniel. It just pooped near her. How dare you
poop
near
her? And that's it. That's kind of... Never poop near Rita Ora.
Oh, wait. I didn't do my apology for saying that Chris Pine was in Snowpiercer.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? He was. Now I know. Now you know. Now we know.
That's fine. And I think that's it for this week.
That's it. We've gone long.
We've gone too long.
You're going to have a fun time editing this. Well, so here we are at the end. Thank you so much to The Who's for the Rita theme song. I can't wait for your entry into Eurovision. We will definitely vote for you. If we can vote, we can't vote because you're United States of America. Thank you for listening and continuing to rate and review us on iTunes. It means a lot to us and the show. Thank you for continuing to buy our merch. We're seeing like all over the place. You're sending us photos. We're like, every time I see one, it makes me happier than before. I love it, and I'm so glad that you guys are, like, loving the hats, and we'll definitely do more of that stuff soon. And what else is there? I think that's it.
That's it.
Stay tuned for Thursday's Who's There, and we'll see you then.
Lindsay, on Thursday, that's when you're going to apologize for Chris Pine.
Okay.
I'm going to make you give it the A block.
Oh, eat me. Okay, bye.
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 You will drive it. Yo,
they want to know.
To be famous.
It just pooped near her.
It just pooped near her.
That was a HeadGum podcast.
Facebook.
I wore my Tecovas, my new brown Tecovas boots, the Chelsea boots, to a dinner a few days ago. and God, I got complimented. Well, they were great. They fit well, but they got complimented. And I was like, well, they're Spawn, number one. But two, I really do love them. Thank you for complimenting my boots. I love my Tecovas boots. I know Lindsay loves hers too. I love what Tecovas put in their ad copy here. It's about festival and concert season being all about the boots, especially with a big album that came out very recently that I won't name, but
this ain't if you love Texas.
This album, you're gonna this ain't Texas, you're gonna want your Tecovas, you know? This ain't Texas. These Tecovas. They have seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All of their boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. They have first wear comfort, so you don't have to like break them in and wear them in. They're comfortable right out of the box. I can say that from experience. It's true. And their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. And if you live in a place with a Tecovas store, you should probably go there because they give you a drink, they help you out, they help you pick the perfect boots that you want, and it smells good because there's leather everywhere. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized and regular live music and events, so there's no in-store experience quite like it. But if you can't make it into a store, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.